December 2nd, coping off the phone.
To all of our personal possessions and all beautiful buildings. So we've been trying to do Anushilana with Sri Jiva Dharma, chapter 19 called Prameya Abhideya Tattva, which means the established truth about the actual and only process to attain the perfection of Krishna Prema, which is the process of Śrīla Bhakti, as delineated by Śrīla Rūpa Goswami, and now explained to his disciples by Śrīla Raghunatha Das Babaji Mahāsaya. His two disciples now are Vrajana and his uncle Vijaya Kumar. Now he's going to tell them the ninth slope of Dasmukha Shiksha. Dasmukha Shiksha is written or manifest by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura himself, the seventh Goswami, the manifestation of the Dharma Pandit, who is none other than Śrīmati Radhika herself, and who is Kamala Manjari in Krishna Lila. He has manifested this Dasmukha Shiksha, which will be explained to be an ocean of knowledge in a jar. When you perform bhajan of the nine practices of Vairagya, namely hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving, becoming a friend, and surrendering oneself fully. One who, with faith, daily practices bhajan in this way certainly achieves pure Krishna bhakti or attachment to Sri Krishna. So now he's going to be explaining the nine practices with a nice elaboration. He says that hearing, first is Shraddha. Hearing takes place when the description of Krishna's transcendental holy name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, associates, comes in contact with the gross ears. Ajahni Krishna Namadi, Navadan Vrayanandhya, Seva Sukhevi Divaya, Svayam Eva Svaratina. Sri Krishna's name, fame, form, and pastime is the only and ultimate reality, or shall we say the ultimate and only reality, cannot be perceived, grasped, or understood by our material senses, but by the right of service, they manifest on the senses and purify the senses, and then it can be received in the eye. And this happens in the stage of Avabhati, when transcendental sentiments begin to factually awaken, and when pure goodness, state of pure goodness, when one is situated transcendentally, and is Ladini Shakti and Sambhit Shakti, standing on the platform of Sandini, that is Satchinananda, or Radha Krishna's pastime, with the predominance of Ladini Shakti, meaning that Krishna is subordinate to Radharani of pastime. That Shuddhisattva, the Shaitshattva, that situation of pure transcendental goodness manifests in the heart. And at that time, you know the example that Śrīla Prabhupāda gave about the fire and the iron. If you put iron in the fire, then the fire goes into the iron. And gradually that iron becomes hot, red hot, hotter, and then absolutely it acts just like fire. And Prabhupada says, you don't believe it? You don't believe me? Then I say, yes. And you'll be granted. So, Krishna's name, fame, form, and pastimes, etc., is speciality of Bhagavad Gita. Then everything is sent, and then one is actually here. Now you hear your voice. Bhakti went shadow. I'm not really hearing. So hearing, the basis, don't hear Hare Krishna. Don't chant Hare Krishna. And that's why. Don't eat prasada and don't take prasada. Rather, serve prasada and love prasada. Serve Hare Krishna and serve the chanting of holy names. How is that? We can actually hear only, we can actually taste only when we come into Bhagavad Gita. Our service is beyond the mode of nature. And then we're actually experiencing his name changing form, actually experiencing it. That is, in the stage of Bhagavad Gita, one gets sportis, or vision of Krishna and himself in his internally conceived form. In the service of Krishna. And he experiences Krishna's name, Nam and Namika, this is now in himself. We mentioned the other day, Srila Prabhupada's Srila Prabhupada's sharing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who's going to his Gurudev, Srila Vishnu Puri, and telling him, what is this mantra given me? What is this Harinam mantra? What is this Gopa mantra? I'm chanting the holy name and all of a sudden it turns into a beautiful lavish boat with a reflection of a fresh rain cloud. And I went to follow him. He was playing on his flute and he started going back to me because he had great joy and patience. So then I ran to that and he disappeared and I found myself wailing and rolling on the floor, shouting out, oh Krishna, where are you? This is an example of one. Realizing that Nam is not your mind. So when that happens, then it's actually here. Otherwise, at least it's your body that we're in. So then, Shravan, that's Shravan. It creates faith. Hearing creates faith. And it develops gradually a deep desire to hear. And then, it creates belief here. Very proper when at the beginning of the movement somebody asks the reporter, the reporter asks Prabhupada, what is the benefit of chanting? So Prabhupada said to the Englishman guy, chanting. By offensive chanting, it actually turns into pure chanting. It's like you have a unripe mango and it turns into a ripe mango. If it's getting on sunlight or water, but simply, if one puts a rubber right, then this chanting has to be gradually becomes purified. Then it becomes green. And then the hearing becomes the actual screen. And that creates separation. Separation creates tears, which creates a more intense experience and goes on that way. Then tears come to take place when the Krishna's name takes form in that time. Come contact with the tongue. At Sakshi Krishna Namani, Namadhyaya Jaya Mandiya, Seva Mukhe, Vi Jivaja, Vi Paja. Not Jiva, as it would be in Jiva. Jiva means tongue, and Jiva Bhagava means beginning. That Krishna's name came from and death and cannot be understood by the conditioned soul. But by the practice of service, beginning with the tongue, then Krishna manifests on the senses and purifies the senses like iron and fire, but then to purify the spiritual senses, one can experience that reality. And then one forgets the illusion of iron and fire and everything in relation to fire and fire. So there's different kinds of kirtan. There's not only the very beautiful kirtan that you've been doing, you've been singing the glorious name, singing name, you've been singing Krishna and his associates who were begging for mercy. Then there's also the kirtan that was done by Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Prithi, kirtan of uttering. Maybe it was something too, because Sukadeva Goswami and his utterance of the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam probably has some nice tune. And it's also taking classes in local language, like reading in Western Indian or English, or probably just a class, or any third or legal class. This is all kirtan. When we were in Holland back in 1997, Shilaburiya said that somebody may be singing very beautifully, but if he's thinking, oh, I wonder if everybody's appreciating it. Yeah. I just think that helps me get everybody, but sometimes just think about that. I wonder, does everybody appreciate that? I just have the best of that a lot than anybody could have gotten. That's not an issue. Kirtan is when the kirtan is the largest moment, and by that, it's nothing more than the other part of the moment. So the real kirtan is somebody like Prabhupada. We are friends to become Christians. Just like we're not really in a super succession of, we say we're in a super succession of Jitan Mahaprabhu, from Krishna, from Brahma. But really, those in super succession are our self realized chariots. And we want to join the super succession. We want to become real disciples. So then, Shravana Kirtan, Vishnu's learning. Of course, Vishnu is the original Vishnu. How? The creation of the world of the earth is known to Vishnu. Can anyone say what that means? It's a very popular verse. It's a verse that's very popular in Guru's language. So now, that if one who accepts the words of the Vedas, such a person is called Hira. Hira means, in simple terms, it means sober, the word sober. But in a deeper sense, what does sober mean? It means that he accepts the words of the Shastra. So one who, accepting the words of the Shastra, regularly or continually hears about the pastimes of Vishnu and Gopi, of Rasalila and other Shravan pastimes, from the lips of the pure devotees in simple succession. For him, all the diseases of the heart that came into us, including lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, disappear from the heart, proportionately, as the frame of our interest in part by such authorized hearings. So what does it mean, Vishnu and Gopis? The Greek term Rajabhadu, Rajabhadu means the bride or bride, Gopis. You don't to Vishnu. Many might say, why is it called Vishnu there? Because when he answered them, it appeared that he was everywhere. And Vishnu was everywhere. But he didn't really expand himself, he was just going so fast that it seemed like he was very careful. And for that reason, he's called Vishnu. And for that reason, the Acharya is called Vishnu Pada, because he's the representative of the lotus feet of that Vishnu who stands quickly with the gopis. So, Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smarana. Smarana or Dhyan. Dhyan is means meditation. So, there's five kinds of Smarana. And Dhyan, meditation, is one of the types, one of the stages. It gets more and more intense. So this five kinds of sharing, and these five kinds, again, real bhakti, and Srila Prabhupada didn't say this too, real bhakti begins from God, because that's when the transcendental sentience of the soul actually manifests the heart out, and he's experiencing the transcendental sentience of things, asasattvic bhavas, like hair standing on end, pallor, complexion, tears, becoming spent, like that, so whenever we talk about anything before that stage, before asakti, because in asakti, the stage of natural attachment for the object of our attachment, just as boy and girl, even if nobody introduces them, just by their eyes meeting, they may become spontaneously attracted. Nobody told them about each other, they didn't cultivate a relationship, but as soon as they see each other, they have a natural attraction. Why is that there? Janman, he has skills, everything has an origin, so that's there where Krishna and his associates. And that's there when the inspiring devotee comes up to the level of asakti. That's the very semblance stage. Ruchi is dukkha semblance. And then in the asakti, there's some shadow of the transcendental sentience. And then in bhava, there's the sprout of the plant of the rain, or the first rays of the sun of Krishna's rain. So, five kinds are dharma. So there's the real five stages of the dharma that comes to the stage of Bhagavad Gita, and we aspire for that. And that's why we are activity. When we do all our activities of all of our senses, why am I doing the temple, why am I cooking for the deity, why am I distributing books, why am I thinking about Krishna, why am I being nice to a devotee instead of getting angry that he got a shot of my enemy? Why? It's so that I can develop bhava-bhakti. And then all the activities, there's no inconvenience. Just like what I gave the example of the bus. A person's in the bus, and it's really very hot out, and it's perspiring, and he stands, and he's holding on to those bar handles, and everybody's looking at him, and he's really tired, and he doesn't have a seat, and the bus is swaying, and he's really standing up, because the bus is rocking so much. But he's thinking of the friend that he's going to visit. And then he's not really on the bus by his consciousness. There's no inconvenience. So when the goal is in mind and it's all pleasure in the it's like if you love someone properly and you're serving them. But there's so many problems involved in the service. And then he says, oh, there's so many problems involved in your serving him. Or he gives you more and more chance, oh, I don't have to tell you that, I'm going to go back to the beginning, you're already wasting so much time. And he says, oh, I don't have to tell you that. Well, if I knew that before, then I wouldn't have spent this time doing this, I could have done it right from the beginning. No, he says, no problem, because there's love. You just have to serve. So, similarly, if our goal is this Bhagavad-gita is that place where all these things are happening, the five kinds of karma. I just wanted to tell about Bhagavad-gita and Sattva-gita so we can understand that this is what we aspire to, but we can't have it now. So, dharma means to fix one's mind on a particular subject. So that's a deeper stage of smarana. And then, because he's fixing his mind on a subject, he's withdrawing it from other subjects. So one, at that time, he loses his interest in any material thing. Then it gets more intense. Now we're at the stage of dhyana meditation. And that means meditating on a particular form. Now that the Bodhi has reached that pure state, where he knows what his complete level of object looks like, he's meditating only on that form. Of course, maybe it's three forms, like not just Krishna, maybe Krishna, Radha, and Radha is a cook of Krishna. He's thinking of other sorts, but it's the same. Yesterday, or today. Then, when that dhyana, or that meditation, deep meditation, on a particular form, intensifies even further, then that stream, this is one stream of money, that we talk about in our last discussion. You know, it's uninterrupted service, like a stream of money, you say that in your day, you say that all over the world. This is what the stream actually comes. And it's following. We're trying, we're hoping, we're praying, we're begging every day to the succession, especially in the moment that we're thinking, and during the course of our activities. But it comes at that time, or that time comes, depending on the intensity of what we're doing for it. I'm sorry? I'm sorry? Dhyana comes at the time of Bhava Bhakti, or Asakti going into Bhava Bhakti. And when Dhyana, very intense meditation on a particular form, or a particular relationship that he has with Krishna, becomes like a stream, uninterrupted, then that is called Rupa Smriti. And then, when one becomes completely, totally, oblivious to the outside so-called reality. Like a drunk person, he doesn't know if his clothes are on or off. He doesn't know where he is. He can be in a gutter. The dog is looking at his face and his nose, and he's thinking, I am the master of the world. So when that stage comes, when we don't know whether our body is on or off, that stage, when true honesty is intensified to the point where one totally forgets this focused reality and is fully situated in that reality, that is called samadhi. Sama means the same, and he means intelligence. So when my intelligence or consciousness becomes on the same platform as that of my yesterday or his today, that is called samadhi. Just like your day can grow, my day can grow, but it's samadhi. And at that time, you put various samadhi mantras on top of his body, which he refused to tell what they were. And he's like, I mean, all of us. So he said that giving Prabhupada samadhi means that he's being in the same platform as this day, Shrimati Vaishnava, and particularly Sri Rupa Manjari, as the assistant of Sri Rupa Manjari. That's what the samadhi means. That translates that. So these three, Shravana, Kirtana, and Vishnu Smarana, these are the three most prominent angas of bhakti. And if they're actually done properly, and all the other angas are in them. Let's say Padasevana, going to the holy place and all the other means of Padasevana. They're there when one is chanting, hearing, and remembering properly, because I'm meditating that I'm going to the holy place. I'm meditating that I'm serving the moving deity. So this is the fourth anga. The fourth and the ninth are all included in the first three. If the first two are done So Padasena is done along with Shravanakirtana, Vishnusmarana. And Srila Bhagavatam says that how is Padasena done? Literally meaning serving the lotus feet, but it has much more extensive meaning. It's done with a humble attitude, thinking, I'm not qualified to do service. How many times, I know it happens to me many times, how many times whenever we think, I'm really good at this, do we end up being completely embarrassed by a good wonder? A Christian person. So, he's saying that one should perform quite a state of mind, a humble state of mind, understanding that one is unqualified to do service. And to realize also that the object of the service, who I'm serving, is Satchitananda, the general full of wisdom, full of knowledge, the embodiment of those. So here are the items, following the items of the fourth form of bhakti called Padasena. Seeing the deity, circumambulating the deity, following him, goes on procession like very special and political and outreach rhythm. Visiting the holy places, like the temple and the places of Jasper and the holy mountains. Service to Tulsi and service to the Guru Vaishnava, lotus feet, are also in different category of the fourth dhamma called Padasena. Then the fifth dhamma is called Arjuna, for worship. And Arjuna is also included in the Shravanakirtana Vishnusmarana. For example, let's say the gopis. They're engaged in Shravanakirtana Vishnusmarana. So how do they worship Krishna? What is their archetype? Radharani might glance at Krishna from the corner of her eye, and then not letting Krishna think. So she's looking at the deity. She's doing archetype, because that's one of the objects. And but that's making Krishna think. Or mantra. Krishna has come late for the appointed time. So he's coming very, very stealthily, like a cat, very, you know, quietly, knowing that he did something wrong, it means he's late. So he comes with this yellow cover around his neck, which means coming very early. So the mantras, they're doing Shravanakirtana, Vishnusmarana. Now they're worshiping Krishna. Where is this fit? Krishna says, oh, I want to come and see you. I don't know. Well, first tell us where this is fit. Well, I was actually on my way some time ago, and I was coerced by five men inside there against my will, and they derailed me. And finally, I made it here. So then the mantras came in, do their kirtan. Well, great. Go right back to the nature. Because we're not letting any blacks in here. Our clients are not letting any blacks in. So, then this is all for the tea and day, and then it's all for the tea. So, this is your time, and it's including our time. Their art, their worship. Now, he's asking, very much about you. Because the fifth anga, that's archa, and included in archa, because no one can worship the deity unless he has to give money. So, Radhana is asking, what's the difference between the holy name, chanting the holy name, and chanting the Diksha Mantra? So, Bhagavatam is explaining that Harinam has come to create the material world. The Diksha Mantras go up to the spiritual world. Why can't they be included in the spiritual world? Why? I'll give you a hint. There's one word in the Diksha Mantras which is exclusive from being included in the spiritual world. Om Namah.
I say Om.
Huh?
For children.
The word is Namah, present for you again. The word is Namah. It is Namah means vacancy. And there's no vacancy there. Other than that, it's all, so, Nam, from the name. So, Namah also means I'm giving myself. It also means physical vacancy. So, the Diksha Mantras are just like a stove, a pot, boiling water, and fire. And Nam is rice. So we want the rice, but we need the other in order to cook the rice. So in order to purify us and give us that relationship, with not, without Diksha Mantras, there's no relationship on, at a relationship on Krishna Das. But the specific relationship, my specific style of Krishna Das, that comes with Diksha Mantras. I mentioned the other day that without relationship, one is not prepared to sacrifice himself. But what I forgot to mention, that without a relationship, Krishna also doesn't sacrifice himself. Or is when in a relationship he's prepared to sacrifice himself for that glory. Just like with this Radharani, he'll go up into the tree and spend all night there making a doo-doo sound. And then at the end of the year anyway, so he has to go away. So our time is necessary to purify ourselves through Nam, and Diksha Mantras are necessary to practice our time. And the sixth stage is offering prayers and obeisances to the Padma. And this is also included in Nirsa, and it's also included in Padasevana. But still, it's considered and discussed as a separate number, the sixth number. Prayer, the Buddha explained, when we pray, until we realize that it's wrong, we pray to whoever wrote the song that, oh, Bhagavati Matsaka, or oh, Bhagavati Matsaka, this is your song, it's not my song. But please make your words come to my heart, and your heart comes to my heart, and this can also become my heart. Or I'll thank you there. Then, the eighth company, which is seventh company, is Dasya. I am a servant of Krishna. The ego of conception that I am his body, and Krishna is the creation of my body, my mind, not here. And Dasya includes, because it's a mood of humility, Dasya includes offering gracious, offering one's activities. With which one performs the activity that is alive overriding the nine faculties. And through proper conduct, you know, very normal. Just in that regard, Gurudev gave a, in his lecture on how to have the debate, he started to talk about the meditation. How to communicate with others. This is talking about proper conduct. So he said, don't try to impose your idea. It has to be my way. This is the way it is. And I know for sure that I'm perfect. But rather, if you think of the other person, what is he having to do in suffering? What is on his mind? And then together, we can come to a conclusion. prophesied. He said, if you don't do this, but if you just try to impose your ideas and not what I understand, you have gotten ahead. And I know why you did it, but many believe you know you have not why you did it. He said, that is not Sona, that is not associated to understand the feelings of the other person together.
The 13 and the 10.
Obeying orders, of course, is also in the Gospel. And remembering that the Prophet Hu is also in the Gospel. It's very nice to be aware of that. It's like, as I said before, somebody that don't stand the Holy Name, serve the Holy Name, and then adopt it. In the case of that, it's becoming a friend. There is a unified way to invite you out, where I think intellectually that somebody is my friend. But then the real research comes in the Ayurveda Bhakti, where Bhakti is executed with the heart rather than the mind and intelligence. Then I naturally change my relationship to Krishna, that Krishna is my friend. Well, what if I'm going? All
did you choose
the stars to live within my
three years.
Just like ether, air, water, sorry, ether, air, fire, water,
so you go to
alone, and even more.
I think I understand that.
Then the ninth point is very interesting. The ninth element, hot meditation. That means I'm not offering all my attention. Therefore,
choose three and go down to the day.
And the sense of the day really come into play and develop in their reality. That means also in the hotel, not only the body, mind, and words, but the eye as well. And in this state, you come like, you know, when I'm fasting, when you're studying the main teeth, when the gopi people chant their main teeth, their eye, when they do their verses, and the verses, which are not different, because the verses are mantras. The mantras are not different from the desired deity of the mind. So, they were thinking about the forest, so their eyes are going in bars and they get to live in the park. And you have to take the reason to find your food and go to there and they can come to them. That's the stage when one doesn't have any separate desire other than the desire to be a Christian. Just as now, that's purchased by somebody, he never thinks, what am I going to get from this day? Or whatever you do tonight. You never think about that because you don't have that now. So, at the stage of observation, one never thinks. My blood has become the other one. Anything that you know is just a completely different experiment. It's not an interest in being a spirit. All the interest that you make in Christian happiness, any beautiful state. So now I'm going to describe that on the video. And then, so when we come to the end of this chapter finally tonight. Okay, so now he's explaining, describing an example of Atman Vedana in the same Vaidhi Vakti. It's the example of Maharaj Yandrish. And I think you've all heard this for a long time. Shadow of the Lord. And what is he taking? He takes the shadow The other takes all the time in the household. He takes the Christian sacrifice, the best capital of the Shabbat. Mahabhishad, they do. Go to the day. And who told him that? Would he ever have brought us? Would our brother? That is what he said. So, Mahabhishad, go to the day. Okay, Shabbat, you are not different from Buddhism. You're not different from the holy name. You're not different from the pure body knowledge. So therefore, I know that you can give me whatever you can do. They can take away all my apartments. They can give me Chakravarti and Samadhi. So that's what I'm asking you for. This is serving Mahabhishad. How do you think? So now, so Bhakti Mahaprabhu is coming to the conclusion of this chapter. When Vijay Kumar and Vaishnav heard these very sweet and blissful instructions, they became overwhelmed with joy. You know what kind of joy it becomes? You become overwhelmed with joy or not. After hearing what our Guru is telling. So they offered him obeisance to him and he said, you are directly given a person. If you can just go from one ear and out the other, but it enters into their heart, and because of the instructions to enter into their heart, they realize actually that this is the Lord eternal existence. Just like I said to you today, by the time you find out where your mentor is, you are. We're so lucky that we get to see a mentor every few days, and just like in that dimension, too. So Buddha says, oh yes, I also want to talk to you. So, anyway, so when these disciples speak, they're not speaking by name, but they're speaking with their hearts out of some sense of relation. So they're saying, oh, Prabhu, I know that the Lord is a personal servant, and we are both so blessed today that we have this communication. We've wasted our days in uselessness of pride with your brothers, driving our cat and six dollars, and previously recognized as one of the most famous scholars on the Irish Shastra of logic. A big family, a big education, he was so proud, what a great. So now, by gift of our wealth of security for millions and millions of birds, now we have to learn association. And how did I get this association? I was ordered by the children of the Nandana Sapo to come to my board and go to the opposite, pray with the Advent and speak to them in the Muslim. So I did that today. I had to double that. I also got the association of the Yogi of the Lord. So I'm so blessed. So when, Bhagavad Gita on the side, I heard the name of Srinivasa Mahaprabhu. He immediately offered his obeisances right there, right there, obeisances. He said, my obeisances again and again to the lotus feet of the Vyasadeva of the Srinivasa Mahaprabhu Tathagata. So now, they came early in the morning, and now it's late in the morning. So they offered their obeisances to the fire and the church and the home, and they'll be back the next day. So are we. Very questions or comments? Next chapter is Abhideya Bhakti Sadhana Bhakti. Questions or comments? Bhakti is teaching. Yes.
How do we serve the
holy name?
How do we serve the holy name? You were speaking about
how do we serve the holy name?
Yes.
But we want to be able to serve the holy name now, and we pray to serve the holy name. But service to the holy name means experiencing the holy name, not being in one, and then serving the personality. So it's very hard. So like Buddha says, you know, don't be my favorite like that. Don't chant the holy name, but serve the holy name. But we want to. Any other? What? Oh, thank you. The lady who's into the new testament from Srinivasa here now, so the Vrindavan from Srinivasa. So we had a meeting today, and so because they were in the Vrindavan meeting, they were hoping that we could have a Prabhupada night tomorrow. So I'm announcing it for sure tomorrow night, probably in my room, just right back here, immediately after our work. If anybody has any suggestions for the week, you can come and tell the sense of the and maybe somebody will even take a Are you ready?
Thank you.
Simon? Okay, any other questions? And also, since such an announcement mentioned about the announcement, again, if anybody is interested in transcribing your new lectures, editing, knows anything about publishing, printing, designing, artwork, you can see such an announcement because on Thursday, very firm, strong order. She quite well now is now beginning to engage in a series of books on Thursday's morning walks and darshan from this year, past year, and each year. He told Baba Maharaj in Russia that if you don't do these books, I can show you gratitude to me. So if anybody would like to participate in the production line, that's a nice one. Yes?
He's looking at this place, I'm just looking, he's looking up to me. We've got to do it in 2008, back in 1991, so we have 17 years of stuff to do. And we're just looking for people who can maybe like, we just meet like one a week or something. And if you've got 30 or 50
conversation project?
For a month?
For a month, yeah. It won't be a month. I don't know if
that's us. Mm-hmm. That's always there. It's really wonderful. Once we published the description of Bhagavatam, and we didn't put anybody's name in, but I wrote everybody's name on a separate piece of paper, and I showed that to the editor of the related one. What? You want to put your name in the book? Yes.
Did you announce the Nagya Sankirtan every Ekadasi?
Mm-hmm. And starting this coming Ekadasi, we're going to be doing Nagya Sankirtan. The town is very, very sad, especially by Dhamma. Yeah, so